Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lines up under center over the left side, and he is in for a one-yard touchdown run. Josh Allen's first rushing touchdown since week one.
Chris Brown on the call. I'd gone back and looked. Last time Allen went five straight games without a rushing touchdown, it was back in 2021. In quite some time. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Time for some Skyworks Stats of the Game. Skyworks Stats of the Game brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Should we just do the penalty statistics? ESPN had them on the screen a moment ago. Absolutely crazy amount of penalties in this game. Time of possession was about even. First downs about even. The Bills ran for 10 first downs, passed for 10 first downs, 5 of 11 on third down, and they win this game. 149 rushing, 210 passing, 11 for 94 on the Bills, 11 for 110 on the Jets. That's penalties. 22 penalties in this game. Both teams fumbled the ball. Neither team lost it. Boy, the Bills were lucky to keep that one. That was the Josh Allen experience, right? We're back on that roller coaster, for better or for worse. He still does not have an interception. He nearly had a fumble, ball on the ground, and then right after throws the ball to Dawson Knox for the touchdown. So there you go. There's your Skyworks stats of the game. Bills win. They are 4-2. They appear to be cruising to the AFC East again. I will fully expect them to win the division. And from here, maybe kind of get things right. One of the things about this offense a lot had been saying is maybe it needs a little bit of time to gel. And I'm a little bit, conflicted on that idea. Because as you watch the game, I think Allen played really well. And Ray Davis, of course, ran the ball really well. So much so that we're going to now talk about wanting to get the ball in Ray Davis's hands in addition to James Cook, who, of course, has been a big part of this offense. But the passing game right now, it did the job against the Jets. And that's good. They normally struggle against the Jets. Allen, 19 of 25, 215, two touchdowns. That's a pretty good day. Nothing wrong with that. And he ran for one. Nothing wrong with that, right? That's fine. The thing about the passing game is, to me, it still looks like it is not sharp. And whether that's guys getting open or whatever it might be, for Allen to go 19 of 25 for 215, when it seemed like 75% of his dropbacks were snap, drop, look, nothing there. He held the ball a lot, and he scrambled a lot, and he made plays out of nothing. And I wonder, quarterback above replacement, however, I'll just make a stat here, make up a point. What's the average quarterback doing that offense yesterday? I don't know how much. Of course, they're managing the game. They're probably handing off to Ray Davis quite a bit because he had some success. So did Ty Johnson. But it still looks to me like this offense is snap, Josh looks, then he has to make a play. There's the play call, and then there's the play he's going to make after the play is already broken. And that's where he shines quite a bit. He shines as much as any quarterback in the league. And it's not exactly a shock to me that on the final play, where the Bills clinched the game and Allen runs for the first down, that was a called pass play. And rather than go for that, whatever the throw is, he looks, he sees, he thinks he can get it. That's Allen having faith in himself. I get that. But also more faith that he can get it than whatever the play might have been. And to me, that's not nothing. It's a nice play by our quarterback. Allen's the kind of quarterback that covers up for a lot of people, makes people better, makes the receivers better, makes the coordinator better. And he had a strong game, Allen did. So thank you to Josh Allen for pulling this one out. Primetime win for him. He's very good in primetime. And the Jets, in primetime. The Jets and Giants now 4-31 in their last 35 primetime games. Chris in Maryland, next up as we continue to take your calls here on Victory Tuesday on WGR. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? It seems like it's been a few years. My son said, you going to call? I said, I will today. So I have two things. I'm going to be quick on the Epinesa thing. It's exhausting watching the league with this rough and the passing stuff. At the end of the day, I understand the head injuries. I understand the cheap shots to the knees. But it's football. If somebody gets, I mean, hey, you could tackle someone, a running back, and you get on the back the same way he was on Aaron Rodgers, and it's fine. And that's even if you're trailing them from behind, and it's not a call. I don't understand what you know the defensive players are supposed to do there. It was just ridiculous. It was called, and I'm like, I just feel like if we was in another game, whether it's next week Tennessee or the week before, they probably wouldn't have called that because it seemed like the officiating just it was just well I can't the villain of the show. I wouldn't even say the star, but it was bad. And my second point is Tyler Bass. Jesus Christ, this guy. Yeah, to me, I never liked him as a kid. He's never been good. He's really hasn't been consistent since he's been with us. But they got to address that. I get that you want to have faith in your guys, but yeah, that's not going to work. And he's costing us. He's costing us games.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. I had someone write in, and I wonder, I'll bring this up with Sal at 8 o'clock when he joins us. How much benefit of the doubt are we going to give Bass? Because the Jets kicker missed two, and it was a windy day, and the Jets kicker missed a short one. It's a fair question, right? It's a little bit of context thrown in there. All right, do I want to give him a little bit of a pass? And the problem with that is that Bass misses one every week. So you could say, well, it was windy. Yeah, okay. What about Miami? What about every week? And the one that got blocked looked like a shank. As someone that plays a lot of golf and this year went through the shanks, after that real bad miss from Bass, on the first replay, I'm watching for him to just, pull this thing dead left and think, he's got to get over this. He's got to find a way through this. Mental, what is it? What's going on with this guy's game? And I don't know what the answer is. Because all answers, other than trade for a kicker, all the other answers are get someone worse than him and hope he plays better. You've got career numbers, kick and field goals. Bass has experience in your stadium. You've trusted him before. He is in a slump. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He's in a slump. And missing one every game, missing an extra point, missing another kick. Sure, the conditions are a part of that. There's no disputing that that's a part of it. But it's not like he's made everything when the conditions are good. And I don't know the answer. I can't imagine.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They would trade for a kicker. The cap is such that he's on the team, as I understand it, and signing someone to the practice squad and then elevating them for a game is just taking a scratch-off ticket. Let's hope this works better. And that might be good, or you might end up in an important game in December or in the playoffs having elevated a kicker and that guy misses too. And now where are you? But it's real. It's real. It's whether it's in Bass's head, it's certainly in every Bills fan's head. Do you feel confident in that guy walking out there? Not a lot of Bills fans do, and I get it. Larry in South Florida. Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So let's start. First of all, I'll start with some honesty. I went to bed right before. Well, I didn't go to bed. I turned it off right before the end of the third quarter because I couldn't take it anymore.
too nutty of a game?
Well, and I want to start with a positive before I get to my negative. You know my negative is going to be McDermott because it always is. But Allen was, I thought, a freak. You know, as soon as he got outside the pocket, and they showed the numbers of him outside the pocket and his throws, the guy's unbelievable. And the amount of total touchdowns this guy's had since 2019 or 2020 they showed, the next closest person is more than 30 away.
Yeah.
So he's, like, and then the play of Davis was unbelievable, and Rapp and Epinesa, and how do you call a personal foul on Epinesa? His first sack seemed way more violent than the second. And then Jeremy, watch that play again. At the end, he puts his arm down to absorb some of the hit. And then, like, Troy was funny. He goes, well, I think at the end he's trying to do a little something down there just to justify it. But then he later said, no, actually, that was a terrible call. You know, so it's like I think these defensive ends are starting to be a little afraid to actually go for a sack that's going to knock the quarterback down because they're going to get that type of stupid flag. And I'm sure it's something to do with being a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. But I thought Rapp, for what I kept the TV on for, was amazing, as was Taron Johnson. And so, but here's three things I think, because I know we're not getting rid of McDermott. So, I mean, which I'll get to that stupid Hail Mary and that timeout before that. But I think Bean needs to take the bull by the horns and make three major moves. We've got to get a wide receiver, number one. And it can't just be like a Curtis Samuel. We have to have a wide receiver, and we have to have one 3 weeks ago. Right, because that's when the slump really started. And you're right, there's really no succinct rhythm.
Yeah, Larry, can I tell you about Curtis Samuel, who again was a bit of a – he was a part of the game yesterday. He had a target in Miami, and he had a target in this game where it's going to – I don't want this to sound super mean to Curtis Samuel. I still think actually he has a role in this offense. But there have been two targets in the end zone where they go off his hands, and my thought is, okay, that's your $8 million receiver. The guy that catches that makes $30 million. Like, you, why do you pay those guys? Because they make that catch. Jamar Chase makes that catch. And, you know, in the very, very fine margins of playoff games and big moments, you need that. You might need that catch, and I don't think Curtis Samuel's been giving you that catch.
No, correct. And so, you know, and I liked him, definitely, because I've seen him play over the years, especially when he was with the Jets in the Skins, but we need a number one wide receiver. We can't stop the run against a team that knows how to run, and that's been proven. I know we like the speedy linebackers, and that's great. We need some serious, angry beef on that line. So I think he's got to make three moves. Number one, wide receiver. Number two, we need a stud defensive line. How he's going to get them, I don't know. That's his job, not mine. Third, need a kicker. This is like you said, he consistently misses something every week. Now, it wasn't like it was a 57-yard field goal. It was 47 yards. And that extra point was a joke. But for some reason, I just don't know why they keep this guy around after everything. But now to McDermott. So I've been calling for his head since the 13-second game. I'm going to call for it again. Once again, the guy uses a defensive timeout to plan for the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And you come up with that, you come up with rushing two defenders when it's proven Aaron Rodgers outside the pocket stinks. Terrible. So you put pressure in the guy's face, he makes bad decisions all the time. Now, we're just going to let him sit there, let it get set up down the field, and then the very end we'll send somebody. But we're going to take away the silence because we're afraid of three. We don't really care if we give up seven. I mean, that's just terrible games management. So do I agree with you they're going to probably run away and get the division? Yeah, I do. They're not going to do anything in the playoffs because we have Sean McDermott. Now, here's what I am willing to do. If somehow he pulls off a miracle and gets to the Super Bowl,
I will handwrite a letter of apology. I will send it to you with WGR. When you have him on the radio, you can hand it to him. But until I see that, I mean, Josh Allen was a monster last night, even though he didn't have the greatest stats. We are wasting this guy, Jeremy.
Yeah, Larry, thanks. I'm up against the break. It might have been, for a lot of people, a reminder. You can see this dude be great, and he needs to be surrounded by as many great players as possible. And the Bills are, you know, team in transition. So one thing I said about this year was we're going to find out who the next batch of great Bills are. And right now it's looking like Bernard, and I don't even crown Taylor Rapp just yet, but he played a heck of a game. And Epinesa has been a nice role player and filled in nicely in this game. So we're going to find out the next batch. Got to add some more pieces on offense that are part of that batch. It's Allen. It's Shakir. It's Kincaid. It's a nice line. 803-0550. I'm glad, you know, I don't want to be the only one coming on the radio and saying, like, they still need a receiver. I'm glad people still think that. I certainly do. And on that Curtis Samuel point, we'll dig more into that a little bit later. And I also want to talk about the run defense as a function of what kind of team they are now and how that weakness in the past has meant nothing to me. Might be something to key in on more because of the way they play. I'll explain as we go. Thanks for the phone call. 803-0550. More of your calls as we roll through this Victory Tuesday. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday on a Tuesday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Bills win. Up next, Tennessee back home after a three-game road trip. They only get one, but they get the one that probably needed the most, the division game. Win over the Jets, 4-2.
It's another run play, another giant hole. Cuts it back. Five. Runs over a defender. He's down to the goal line. They say he's down at the two. Ray Davis is wrecking defenders. Sauce Gardner, the victim on that one.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.